Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Beverly Howell?
This is Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. My name is Jackie, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Say that again. Slow right down. Questions about what?
Yeah, about issues facing your community and the nation.
Oh, issues facing my community. That's the part that I didn't hear.
Yes, correct.
Ask me questions.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly or you on your phone?
No, not really. I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like me to call you back? Or
well,
you
not
have
tonight, because it's late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so can you complete it right now?
So,
it's just going to take a
minute. Yeah, I'll try. Go ahead.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead, I'll try. How many minutes does it take?
It's a short survey.
Approximately. Come on. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. What is your age?
62.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
What's the options? Say that again. What's the options?
Yeah. Will you definitely vote? Probably?
Definitely. Okay. I always vote.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
I am satisfied, just plain old satisfied. Not very satisfied, not dissatisfied, plain old satisfied.
Okay, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want the Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, reducing gun violence, providing affordable childcare, improving K through 12 public school education, increasing border security and stop illegal immigration, fighting inflation, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination.
Okay, you can stop there. I got two.
Okay.
I got two. You can stop right there. Reducing gun violence and what was the other one? I know I really would like to stop homelessness. That really bugs me, but you didn't say that. So I did have another one that you did mention. Reducing gun violence is my number one.
Okay.
And you said something else that I kind of like.
I can repeat it.
What were the last three? Tell me the last three you said.
Yes, providing affordable child care, improving K-12 public school education, increasing border security and stop illegal immigration. Fighting inflation, standing up to the
stop
right.
Stop illegal immigration.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's not it, though. That wasn't it. I just chose that one, but that wasn't it. Okay, I'll go with the school. I'll go with the one that you said about school.
Okay.
I agree with education.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Okay, here are some reasons others have given why they say crime is rising. Please tell me if you think it's the biggest reason. Too many guns flooding on our streets. You can select up to two as well. A broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Okay, that one.
How many did I get to pick?
Two, please.
Too many people suffering from
mental illness on our streets.
No, not that.
Because
that goes back to my homelessness, which that's not an option. That wasn't one of your choices, but that goes back to me optioning that. My problem with this country is there's too much homelessness. There should be no homelessness. It has nothing to do with immigration and all that stuff. I just think it's too much homelessness, but that wasn't one of the options you gave me. So I'm going to say that is too much gun violence and letting people out too early, because I really have a problem with repeat offenders, especially rapists.
Okay, yes.
So
well,
just
let
pick those two for me. Pick those two for me. Repeat offenders and gun violence. Pick those two. I'll take those two.
All right, but
I, but if you would have said homelessness, that would be a problem.
Okay, ma'am. We need to select from the list, so let me keep reading, and then you stop me when you hear the option. Too many people suffering from mental...
I just answered that question.
Sorry?
I just answered it. You gave me two that I agree with. I just answered that question. You can go on to the next question, because I answered that question. I said too much gun violence. You said that. And I also said that it's too... letting parolees out too early.
Too many guns on the street
and letting parolees out, because then let repeat offenders, and that's a danger to society.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Do you support?
Because at my age, nothing at all. You can answer that question, nothing at all. Because at my age, I don't hear stuff like that.
And do you support
or have any grandchildren?
The efforts to remove or ban books from public schools. Do you support or oppose?
I oppose that, absolutely.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel either warm or cold. Okay, so
gotcha.
You may use any number.
Gotcha.
Joe Biden?
Favorable. That's, I guess that's, I forgot what you said. 100?
From 0 to 100,
100.
Yes.
100. Favorable.
Kamala Harris?
Well, 50.
Barack Obama?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
Beyonce?
50.
The gay rights movement?
100.
Critical race theory?
I don't know what that means. You gotta explain that one to me.
Oh, it's okay if you've never heard of that one. Kevin McCarthy?
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
Kevin McCarthy?
0, because I don't really know that much about him.
Okay. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, switching things up a little bit, please rate how much of each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it will have major impact in your life. 5 means moderate impact, or 0 that you don't think it will have any impact at all. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Climate change?
I got it. 10.
Do you think it'll have no impact, or can you give me a number from 0 to 10?
Oh, okay. Climate change?
Mm-hmm.
10.
Okay, major impact. The country's economy going into a recession soon. 0 to 10?
Recession soon. Let's see. Well, I got to think about that for a minute. Wait a minute. I'm going into the recession soon. 7.
Okay, thank you. Affirmative action ending.
0.
And crime and violence in this country?
0.
Okay. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, tell me if you agree or disagree. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. Do you agree or disagree?
Zero. Zero. It smells bad. Zero.
Okay, do you agree or
disagree? It's not good to be around children with that, because then children will start smoking marijuana when they're 5 years old.
Okay, do you disagree or agree?
Disagree.
Thank you. Is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
The government should pass...
I don't think you should just light up a joint in front of children. No, you shouldn't.
Okay. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government should provide free child care to all families.
Agree. Strongly.
Okay, thank you. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Absolutely. Raise the salaries of public teachers. Yes. Strongly.
Strongly agree? Okay.
Strongly agree. Yes. Yes.
Children
right.
under 18.
Agree or disagree.
Okay, thank you. Children mm-hmm. under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
I strongly agree with that. No, they should not. They're kids. They're still
yes.
kids.
Okay, in which if... In
I
which,
strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, the other question is, in which, if any of the following situations... Should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? You can select the options
Absolutely.
That you
Absolutely. Strongly agree. Strongly
okay, now,
agree.
Now I will tell you a list of options. You tell me yes or no if you agree with them. When dealing with a
okay.
mental health episode, do you think the workers should have paid time off when dealing with a mental health option episode?
Yes, I agree. Oh, you said yes or no. Yes, yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Sickness or serious injury?
What you mean, when you're on a job?
Sickness or serious...
You're saying when you're on a job?
Yeah. That employers should be required by law to give their workers paid time off when they're sick or serious injury.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, the answer is yes.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? You say very often, often, not often,
very,
or not
very
at all.
Often, very, very, very often.
Okay. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
No? Okay.
No, not at all.
Money or property was stolen?
No, not at all.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No, not at all.
Violent crime such as an assault?
No.
Okay. Well, switching gears, and these are the last few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
First year of college.
Some
First
college?
Year. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was that's exactly what you would call it,
some college. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, mm-hmm. living with partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is that urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
Yeah.
Several times a year?
Twice a month.
Okay. Now, I'll read a list of new outlets or stations for each one. Tell me how often you regularly watch them or read them in the span of a week. Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News, yeah. Is that very often?
Every day. Yeah. Every day. Yeah, often.
Okay, is that very often or somewhat often?
Very often.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Yes. Mm-hmm. MSNBC, CNBC, all of that. Yes.
Okay.
Often.
Very
you can put often for all of those.
Yeah, is that very often or somewhat?
Very often.
Okay, MSNBC? Very often?
CNN? Very often.
CNN very often. Your local TV news?
Yes. Very often.
Okay, perfect. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Is that a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your health, your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your
spouse? I have none. I can't answer that question because I have none.
No health insurance?
No health insurance.
Who is your primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse?
Myself.
You?
Me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you please tell me which into the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including number
one? Nope, I can't tell you that.
Okay, that's fine. Do you identify as a member?
Because I don't know what it is.
Okay, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No, not at all.
Okay, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation, okay? Have a great day. Thank you.
You as well. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.